Blog Talk Radio.
Been so good to me.
I don't have words in my vocabulary to express his goodness, his faithfulness, his grace. I don't have the right thing to say. Matter of fact, when I really think about what the scripture says, brothers and sisters, I don't have enough tongues to praise God for what he's done for me. When I think about his faith toward me and his faithfulness toward me and what he think of me even before the foundation of the world, can you imagine that? God thought enough of you to keep you, thought enough of you to let his spirit lives in you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, who being healed by the Word of God every day. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get into the lesson. I'm excited about God's Word. Enough for those that know me. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. God has been too good to me, and I can't turn around now. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the first verse, for the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And then the 12th chapter, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for another day, thanking you for your word, thanking you for our pastor and the listeners and those that participate. Father God, we give you thanks, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you would just have your way, God, and continue to allow your Holy Spirit to be in control and allow the Holy Spirit to guide and direct our pastor. Lord, we ask that you be with all those who are bereaved today, Father God. You know their hearts are heavy, what they're going through. And you also said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So comfort their hearts, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in. You said by your word, by your stripes, we healed, Father God. So no matter what sickness, no matter what pain, we're healed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, be with those that are going through. We know that it be hard, Lord, sometime, but we know that you're making a way for them if they trust in you. So Father God, we ask that you will have your way, open up our hearts and our mind to this word that Pastor is going to teach, Father God, and help us to engraft it in the lining of our hearts, that it will not depart. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that awesome prayer. And I just put myself in agreement with things you're praying for. And I want to say this, brothers and sisters. We have a responsibility. Once you learn this gospel, your responsibility is to share it with someone who's in desperate need of. Because one of the things that we do here is to make sure that people understand this is about truth. It's not about what we feel now. We do research. This is about truth here. This is about putting this message out the best of our ability, and that is we study the Word of God so we can give you truth. So therefore, we can study behind us. You can check behind us. That's your prerogative. But listen, brothers and sisters, go teach the Word of God. Teach somebody the truth. Time is winding up. Eternal life is at the door. It's at the door. and it's going to happen. Yes. Trust me.
Amen.
So trust the word of God and nothing else. We're going to pick up what we've been working for the last couple of weeks, and that's over there on 2 Peter 1. I guess we'll start with 4 through 7, I guess, 8, 7 through 9, maybe. Verses 4 through 9. And we're talking about developing patience, and we're still on patience, but I want to go down and read the rest of it because we got to get into the other part as well. But verse 4 reads like this, whereby are given unto us exceedingly and great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust, and besides this, giving all diligence, adding to your faith virtue, virtue to knowledge, and knowledge to temperance, and temperance to patience, and patience to godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brother kindness kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and above they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in all knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then do the ninth verse too. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world I love. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. Complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the other. With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you. Obviously, that your old sinful life has been wiped off books. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Let me say this, brothers and sisters. Well, it's something else I need to say before we really get in this lesson. On yesterday, there was a couple people I mentioned that I didn't call on them. And the reason I didn't call on them because the broadcast is open on Thursday. Any other time, I just had to press 1, except for on Thursday. So I apologize. That was on me. And please forgive me. They said it was just punching. 1, and I wouldn't answer. It wasn't I was ignoring anybody. But see, once we open up the whole program, I can't see no 1 if somebody pressed, because you're already in. So, but anyway, I do want to apologize to all those that didn't know that on Thursday we leave the broadcast wide open. That has been the format here. But going forward, I'm going to make sure everybody know on Thursday, and only Thursday, where we actually leave the whole broadcast open. And if there's a problem, we just shut the noise down from where it's coming from. But we do thank you all and ask you all to continue on being part of it. Now, going back to the scripture, another thing, too, I want to make mention. We deal with truth here, okay? This is a place for me. This is not no baby channel. This is not no baby set. This is not some of the other stuff you hear. Here you're going to get truth, the absolute truth, if you like it or if you don't. It fit all of us. And my thing is about getting you eternal life. God has called me to get his people aligned for eternal life. And that's what this message is about. This is about the eternal gospel. So as we go forward, also know that we're talking about our eternal life.
Amen.
That's what you need more than anything. So what we're attempting to do here is to show everybody that way of getting your eternal life, okay? Now, going back to 2 Peter, 1st chapter, I'm going to ask Pastor to read that over in the Messenger Bible again, because I don't want nobody to lose the thought here. So if you will, go and read 2 Peter 1, and I think we start the 4th to the 9th verse. And we're talking about developing knowledge, because this is an arithmetic scripture, too. It's been called arithmetic because you're adding, okay? And that's what we're talking about today. Okay.
Amen. All right. From the Message Bible. For all given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities act growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you. Obviously, that your old sinful life has been wiped off the books. Amen.
Amen. So you see, brother and sister, we're talking about growth, okay? The power to grow doesn't come from within us, but it comes from God's word by we put it in our spirit, because we don't have the resource to be truly godly. The only way we can truly be godly is allow that word to get in us, and then that becomes our nature now. That word will change your nature. But it has to start with truth, and it has to be in with truth. He says, and we'll get to the other part here in a moment, but he says, whereby are given unto us, this been given to you, the great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature. To be a partaker, you got to take your part. Now, I'm going to show you why you have to do that. Because James says, I think it's in the, I want to say it's over there in James 2 and 14. Well, we read James 2 and 14 through 17. You have to take your part. You have to do that. That's why he says in that 14th verse, what doeth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? That's a good question. What is it going to profit you to say you have faith and no works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye giving them not those things which are needful to the body. What doeth it profit? Even so, faith, if it do not work, is dead, being alone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. Dear friends, do you think you'll get anywhere in this if you learn all the right words but never do anything? Does merely talking about faith indicate that a person really has it? For instance, come upon an old friend dressed in rags and half-starved and say, "Good morning, friend. Be clothed in Christ. Be filled with the Holy Spirit." And walk off without providing so much as a coat or a cup of soup. Where does that get you? Isn't it obvious that God talk without God's action is outrageous nonsense? Amen.
Yeah. See, faith without works, brothers and sisters, is dead. So that's why he said, yeah, man may say, you can say anything. You may say you have faith and not and have not worked. He said, you show me thy faith without thy works, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you my faith by my works. See, faith without works is dead, brother. You can talk scripture. You can talk where you've been. You can talk all that stuff. But you're not acting on that word. It's nothing. It's pointless. Okay? So what Peter is saying here, faith must be more than belief. In certain facts, it must be salted. It must be shown in action. It must be given something to call it to be activated. So he says that we're to grow in Christian character. And if we're going to do this, brothers and sisters, he says this. He says, if you're going to develop this kind of system in God, you got to start adding. So that's what he says. So he says that we are to add. And I guess that's what I really like over there in Peter when he said, and we'll go back there. He says, and beside giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and virtue to knowledge. And you use the word, and beside this. You know, I kind of looked at that thing, beside this. He's actually saying, beside this is... I had it broke down because I looked that thing up a while ago. He said, besides this, along with this, or by the side of your, you obtain precious faith. So with all of this stuff going on, here's some extra stuff. And you began to operate in this kind of faith. He says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Now, when he says add to your faith, brothers and sisters, this is development.
Yeah.
When you understand that faith is the word of God, and they have to be clear what faith is. So when you say your faith, you should be saying what the word of God said, because you take it on the word now. So that becomes your faith. Your faith is the word of God. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So your faith is what the Word of God say. You just say what the Word of God say in every situation. I mean, you may not, everybody may not agree with it, and that's fine. You may not even agree with the fact that God called you holy. But that's what your faith is, because faith is the word of God. That's your substance. Jesus is the author of that. Last time I checked, Jesus is the author, and he's a finisher. He is your Lord. He is your master. He is Lord over your Lord. He's master over your master. So faith is having the word of God. But you can't just have the word of God alone. You got to act on it. You got to act on it. Faith without works is dead. So you act on the word of God. So whatever the word of God says, if he say lay hands on the sick, well, you can trust that word all you want to, but it's not going to work if you lay hands on it. It's just like having a good confession. You can confess all day long. I mean, you can read all day long and say, oh, I got the word. I'm delivered from the power of darkness. And you can go on and quote Colossians 1:13. Say, man, I got, but until you confess that with your mouth and believe in your heart, you got to believe this stuff. And when you confess it, it is to show that you believe it. If you don't confess it, you don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't care what this is. I don't care. I know you don't care. And that's what sends people to hell, because they don't care. They don't care what the word of God say. I've had people flat-footed tell me they don't care. They already know. See, you don't want to have that mindset. Okay, nobody live righteous. Yes, you can, because you're going to live in the word of God. By you living in the word of God, that means you're living righteous. You got right standards with the word of God. But it doesn't work until you act on it. So that's what he's saying over there in Peter and James. You got to act on the word of God. You got to act on it. Faith without works is dead. So you can have all these scriptures and never do anything. It's dead. It's pointless. It's useless. It's like having a fish without water. It's useless. What the purpose is it? It's like having a hog without slop. It's like having a basketball without a goal. Listen, it's pointless. So faith without works is dead. It serves no purpose. The word of God serves no purpose unless you act on it. So it says, even so faith, it is not work. It is dead, being alone, being by itself. It won't cut the mustard. It has to be together. So you acting on the word of God is you acting on your faith.
Amen.
So like you said, you can say anything. You can say you have faith. Man, I know the word of God. I got this. But you don't act on it. See, some people don't know there's two kinds of righteousness. You have your righteousness, then you have the righteousness of God, which is by faith. See, God's righteousness is by faith. How I know that? Romans 10. It's there. So let us not have our own righteousness, but let us be willing to submit. Oh, that's an ugly word. Now, people don't like to submit. People don't like to submit. But God expects for us to submit.
Amen.
That's what God expects for us to do, is to submit. I know people, they don't want to submit. But when you submit, that means you buying into it.
Yeah,
you buying into whatever is being offered.
Amen.
You willing to
Amen.
Do your part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the way it is. When you buy into a marriage, you say, okay, I'm going to be one with this person. You bought into it. You submit. It ain't just the wife submit. The husband has to submit unto his wife as well. And the wife has to submit unto her own husband.
Yeah.
When you get a job, you have to submit unto what they're doing. I've been noticing the NCAA, whatever it's called, the basketball, they're doing this tournament. And I'm looking at these players submitting unto what their coaches are saying. He said, look here, man, they think we're losers. We're winners. And they said, yes, we'll. So they buying into that. And guess what? They knocked out the number one team in the nation. Knocked them out because they bought into it. See, that's what I'm telling you right now, brothers. We have to buy into the word of God. When people say we ain't, we say we want the word of God said we are. You're heir, and you're a joint heir. That's what the Bible says you are, Romans 8:17. We're heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. You got, that's your divine part. You have to buy into that. You have to act on that. You have to be partakers of this divine nature.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to give you a little time. Anybody like to have anything to say, press 1. Or anybody like to have anything to say on the scripture, or you have something you want to share, press 1. Hallelujah.
Okay. I like to read 2 Peter. And it's starting with the third verse down to the 9th verse from God's Word. And the subtitles say, God's power gives us the ability to live godly lives. And it starts off, God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and for godliness. This power was given to us through knowledge of the one who called us by his own glory and integrity. Through his glory and integrity, he has given us, he has given us his promises that are of the highest value. Through these promises, you will share in the divine nature because you have escaped the corruption that this sinful desires cause in the world. Because of this, every effort to add integrity to faith, and to integrity add knowledge, to knowledge add self-control, to self-control add endurance, to endurance add godliness, to godliness add Christian affection, and to Christian affection add love. If you have these qualities and they are increasing, it demonstrates that your knowledge about our Lord Jesus Christ is living and productive. And what the 9th verse says, if these qualities aren't present in your life, you're short-sighted and have forgotten you were cleansed from your past sins. Amen. And to me, just some gulching, Pastor. Amen.
Thank you so much. Yeah, next week, I'm excited. God's going to let us get into some things about knowledge. You're going to see. You only think you know. But the Holy Ghost showed me some things. We got to get the knowledge of God. We got to develop the God kind of mind. Now, I know we've been taught over the years we can't do that. But God wants you to think like him. He wants you to be like him. If he didn't, he would have never made you in his image and after his likeness. See, so you got to flush out a lot of stuff so you can take on something else. The cup is so full with toxic stuff, we got to empty that cup that out, or at least bring it all the way down so we can get some new stuff, or it's going to run over. And I'm going to tell you, you can't mix sweet and bitter water together. You're not going to get either or. Yeah.
Say that, Pastor. Say that.
Yeah. So God is saying in these last days, we got to get some fresh knowledge. We're going to get some new testimonies up in here. I don't know if it's going to be this week, next week, or the week after, but God got some people that's going to testify like you ain't never seen, people who came back to life. Some of you all know some of them. You know about Evangelist Renee, how her foot got renewed It's all kind of testimonies that God's going to bring us. So y'all stay tuned for that as well. But look forward to Sunday for the review. And next week to finish these scriptures in 2 Peter 1 and 4 through 10, I think, is what we're going to be teaching on for the next week. Okay, meanwhile, we'll see you all Sunday for the review.